Chicago Woman Charged with Looting on Day of Massive Riot in Summer 2020. By Nick Gilbertson on May 12, 2022. A Chicago woman is facing felony looting and burglary charges after police say she stole merchandise from a store on August 10, 2020. A day on which reportedly hundreds of looters targeted stores on the Magnificent Mile. Savannah Scott, 23, was arrested at approximately 4:30 p.m. Tuesday in the 6400 block of South Low Avenue, the Chicago Police Department said in a bulletin. Police asserted that she was identified as the perpetrator who entered a closed retail store in the 400 block of North Michigan Avenue and stole merchandise on August 10, 2020. The CPD arrested Scott without incident. She has been charged with two felony counts of looting by an individual and one felony count of burglary. No further details were provided regarding her arrest. In the early morning of August 10, 2020, hundreds of looters ransacked stores on the Magnificent Mile, the jewel of downtown Chicago and one of the most famous shopping districts in the world, as Breitbart News's John Nolte reported. At a press conference later in the day, Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown said more than 100 people were arrested for looting, disorderly conduct, and battery against police, adding that 13 officers were injured in the overnight mayhem, as Breitbart News's AWR Hawkins noted. Brown said the looting and violence commenced following an officer-involved shooting in the city's Englewood neighborhood on the afternoon of August 9. Brown explained the suspect at the center of that shooting, a 20-year-old male, allegedly pointed a gun at officers and shot at officers first, Hawkins wrote. The article continued. Brown said a crowd gathered following the incident and were fueled by misinformation as the afternoon turned into evening. He noted that social media posts were allegedly used to encourage people to loot in downtown Chicago. He dispatched 400 officers to downtown in response and noted car caravans of would-be looters were soon headed toward downtown. Breitbart News reported looting and violence soon followed, and this included gunfire and violence against police. Black Lives Matter, BLM, activists organized a rally the same day to show their support for the more than 100 people arrested, Breitbart News noted. I don't care if someone decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike store, because that makes sure the person eats, BLM organizer Ariel Atkins said during the rally. That makes sure that person has clothes. That's reparations, she continued. Anything they wanted to take, they can take it because these businesses have insurance, the BLM organizer added.